Go on, Andrew, so why are we here?
Well, do you know what happened 10 years ago?
I've got a vague memory. I've still got the hangover, I think.
Yeah, well maybe you do. Yeah, maybe you should remember it. I don't know. It's 10 years since we started the beer festival.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. I can't believe we've managed to go this long.
I know. It was. Do you remember when? Do you remember how it all started? What was your? Because I think I came in on like the second meeting, and then you'd already had one, and then you went, no, we need to pull somebody in to do events, right? Okay, get him in, and I volunteered and whatnot. But how did it? How? What was the inception with it?
Well, it sort of goes back even further than that. I was looking at old notes because I'm that geeky, and I started thinking about 2010.
Wow, 3 years before it actually started.
Four years before it even started. I know. Good grief. Exactly. But I mean, I was brought up in Middlewich and they had a beer festival.
Yeah.
I moved to Northwich. They had a beer festival. When I was at university, Hull, Liverpool, London, they all had beer festivals.
Yeah.
And I moved to Knutsford, nearly 20 years ago, and no beer festival. What's going on there? You know, because it's the kind of place you go out, you have a drink.
Absolutely.
You know, there's lots of events on that sort of thing. But the one thing it didn't have was a beer festival.
It's incredible, that, isn't it? When you think about how many people have been Knutsford and how many bars there are and the things that go on. If you haven't got the basics, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there was one about 20 years ago.
Was
it? Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It only lasted for a few years.
Oh, right.
I think they just struggled to get people to attend. We've struggled with venues, for example, over the years.
Yeah.
And we tried to go out of town to Edgerton Youth Club, which was a brilliant venue.
Great
Absolutely
venue.
Fantastic.
It was just that 1 mile out of town.
Just trying to get people there. And that's what the previous beer festival struggled with, because I think they were up at Toff Cricket Club or somewhere like that.
Right, I get
it.
And
they just struggled to get people there, unfortunately. Yeah. So that's why we always focused in the town centre.
Yeah. I think there's a great sort of element to it where we, from the get-go, we've had the right people in at the right time, and we've always had the same drive and same focus. But it's always been driven by you, which has been brilliant, though. You know, credit where credit's due. You know, if you weren't there, it wouldn't happen. You know.
Yeah, but the team has been amazing over the years.
We've been lucky, haven't we, with the right team?
We have, totally. I mean, we've had people come and people go.
Yeah.
But the people that we've always had have always had the same love of the event.
Yeah.
The same love of people. Not everyone's always been a lover of beer, to be quite honest with you.
No.
They were the odd people who've maybe not been a fan of beer. Maybe they prefer gin and cider. And guess what we do?
Yeah.
Gin and cider and Prosecco. You know, so
in
the first year, we didn't. In fact, do you remember when we first introduced wine? Do you remember when we first introduced wine?
I don't. But I think I've got an idea. Go on, refresh my memory.
Mike, the treasurer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A load of people were asking, have you got any wine? You
know, That's right.
People, you know, guys came with their partners and that sort of thing. And they were asking, have you got wine? And Mike was hearing this. And I thought, I'll go to the co-op.
Co-op, that was it. I was going to say the co-op and get some.
So he went to the co-op and he got a few bottles of wine
and it
went like that.
Yeah, it
was amazing.
I love that. When we did the first one, I'll always remember this, and we were, Colin and I, we had the black market going on the door. It sold out really quickly and people were clamouring for tickets.
Yeah.
And we were just knocking tickets out, you know, like on the quiet. You know, I'll tell you what, bangers are 10 of it. Don't tell him, you know, one's going out, get him in. And it was like a football match, like an illegal rave.
And yet that first event was probably the most nerve-wracking, because we'd never done it before.
No.
We didn't know if anyone was going to be interested in it. We didn't know if anyone knew about it.
Yeah.
We didn't know if people liked the beer we were putting on.
Yeah.
Or anything. Yeah. And when it sold out.
Do you remember carrying bags of money to the bank? I mean, literally bags of money to the bank. It was like, we were only going 200 yards to the Lloyds, and it was like, hang on, there's a right few quid in here.
Yeah.
You know, if I was unlucky enough to get stopped by an undesirable bump, you know. But that was incredible, that first one.
But pulling the team together was great. One of the guys I've really got to thank for helping me come up with the concept is Andrew Last from Tatton Brewery.
Right.
Because he ran a beer festival, I think it was in North Wales somewhere.
Oh, did he?
And he gave us this massive crib sheet of basically how to run a beer festival. And we basically took that and ran with it for the first year.
Yeah,
because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
It worked for him, and why wouldn't you? And we've tweaked it a bit over the years, but that was the first thing. And then the next challenge was just getting all the people together. Well, that wasn't really easy, was it really? It wasn't difficult, rather.
It wasn't difficult, that, because a lot of people wanted to, as soon as I saw the, you know, the sort of excite, everyone was excited who was on the team then, you just, the inertia would just pull people in, you know. And, you know, I remember the first time we went there, and it was like, right, so they've got the racking in. That was really difficult. And then it was, for me, the most difficult part of it was putting the drapes on the window to block it off.
Oh, yes, I forgot doing that.
Yeah.
Yes.
We run out of drapes. God, where can we get some drapes from?
Because we were concerned the sunshine through the
we're
windows
heat the beer
of
up.
The old town hall, of course.
Yeah, yeah, that was such a great venue, wasn't it?
Would heat the bomb up. In fact, we did. We had one beer explode.
Did we?
Yes. And we think it was probably because the heat comes in the window.
Yeah.
And it's probably a lively beer anyway. But we racked them all up, and then we came in the following day.
Yeah.
And I walked in, I thought, it smells a bit more beery than it should do. And I walked in and looked, and I saw beer all over the floor.
Oh, no.
And had to get the mop out and start mopping it up. And I think they replaced it for us. I think, don't ask me which beer it was. I'm not sure. Yeah. I mean, the committee's all been amazing. The volunteers. Yeah.
Oh,
the volunteers we've had over the years been incredible. You know, from the hosts,
from
the Lions, just anyone who just wanted to get involved. All been great. And even the first aiders.
Oh, the first aiders last year.
The first aiders.
Absolutely incredible.
A few of them we've had, but the lady we had the last couple of years, last year certainly, just mucked in.
Yeah.
Just got involved.
Got it, didn't she? She had it. She understood what it was all about. Good. But I think one of the funniest ones thing is when we had the toilets.
Where are you going with this, Paul?
Right. And I'll always remember this. Is when there was a light in the toilet, the outside toilets outside of Lost and Found, the first one, and there was a couple of them.
Do you mean the TARDIS one?
The TARDIS toilet.
Oh,
right. And I remember somebody going, "Oh my God, I can't see a thing," and all you hear was this massive bang, and said person had collapsed in it because he tripped up over, hit his comedy thing, hit his head on the back of it, and sort of dazed about, and then come out saying, "There's no light. There's no light." I went in and I went, "Oh yeah, mate, just switch it on there."
Yeah, we got these little sticky LED lights, didn't
really
we? You had to press. No, they didn't really, no.
But it was hilarious. But we've had some, again, I think when you look at the actual setup, the mechanics of it all, like we've always been on time every time.
Well, those couple of weeks, sometimes on the outside, it might look like it's organised, but it's chaos.
Yeah.
It's absolute chaos. It's hard work. The run up to it, you know, as you know, it takes a good 6 months to pull the event together.
Absolutely.
Getting the sponsorship together, getting the beer list
the
sorted,
venue,
everything, get everything sorted. But that week leading up to the event is just manic, and it is back-breaking work.
It really is. I mean, setting up the racking and then going to Northwich to go and pick it up and coming back and... The hardest thing for me is the bacon sandwiches. That's a tough call. That.
And the first Wrexham lager.
And the first Wrexham.
Which is our tradition now. Once we set up Wrexham lager.
It is. Get that Wrexham lager, Paul, which is great. Are we having that this year as well?
Absolutely. Great. Every single year we've had that.
Brilliant.
Every single year.
I can't wait for that.
I think we've got another lager this year as well.
To
complement it. Yeah, one from Middlewich.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So what, in your opinion, we've had a number of venues, haven't we?
Yeah.
Over the years. Which venue stood out as being the best one?
It's got to be the Town Hall.
It has to be.
Just because it was the first one.
Yeah.
It was effectively a derelict building.
Yeah.
I mean, there were holes in the floor upstairs. We had to demolish a wall in the hall downstairs. Do you remember doing that? Between a couple of the columns. We literally had to demolish a wall. We got permission first.
Yeah.
I will hasten to add.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just to open this space up. And when you and I, in fact, went to our current venue, of course, the old Marshalls auction house, and you and I walked in and we looked around and we looked at each other and went, beer festival.
This is it, absolutely. Yeah,
it's
we
just
did.
Like
we did.
The town
it
hall.
Was, it was. And I think those last 3 years at the auction house, they've been brilliant, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know,
because
I know it's a lot of faff to set it up, but once we're in the swing of it, it's kind of like, I think once the racking's arrived,
yeah,
and it's in, and we've got Lewis running around.
My son, yes, with his mop and his squeegee.
Can he help you? And he's like, trying to carry this massive beam. Like, mate, come on.
Well, it has become a family event, and I do tell people that my kids are the only kids to have been to every single one of the beer festivals.
They have they?
Which makes them worry ever so slightly initially. And then I remind them that, okay, Lewis was 6 months old when I did the first one, when we really? Did the first one.
Yeah.
And Adam was 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're there helping out.
Well, you Adam's know, painting.
Adam's at the door, or he's painting something. Yeah. Lewis had been painting the chalkboards last year.
Yeah, he did. We did it last year. So how much overall, do you remember how much have we raised now? We've done a few.
It's closing on 50 grand.
Has it? Really? Yeah, that much?
It's closing on 50 grand.
Brilliant, that, isn't it?
It is incredible.
So good. I mean, it's been really good. But I always remember the time when the PA set on fire on the second one. At the time, at the
Lost, I really hope our insurers aren't listening.
I'm thinking maybe not. It was when Mark Radcliffe said to me, he goes, monks, the PA's on fire, and I'm going, oh, whatever, mate, where are you? Throw some beer on it, and he's like going, idiot.
One of my memories though is again, it's probably the first one. And Jonathan was behind the bar, and I think Lisa was behind the bar.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who else was behind the bar. But the music, it must have been Saturday night, because Saturday night's always the party night.
Oh, absolutely.
And the music was going. Yeah. Everyone was rocking in the place.
Yeah.
And behind the bar, three bar staff volunteers just clapping away and partying and partying.
Yeah.
And
brilliant.
It was that. When I saw that, I thought, that's why we're doing this.
We've got it, haven't we? Yeah. I remember when Mark's band Gallium was the pirate band came on. And It was incredible. The whole Saturday night thing is, you know, a party night, couples night. You bring your partners, and then the Friday night, you can tell it's quite a very much a beer drinking night, isn't it? You know, very much a lad sort of, the lads come. And now we've done the Thursday night with the networking thing, which is brilliant. You know, I know a lot of people have got a lot of business out of that.
Yeah.
And you know, we take it for granted that, you know, we're just going to get them all the sponsors coming down, but it's great networking.
Thursday nights are really, it's a good session to ease us in, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is.
We make sure everything's set up. We thank the sponsors.
Yeah.
The sponsors, as you say, they can network, they can speak to other businesses from town and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They can see the beer they've sponsored.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can pay them more attention as well, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we open up the session to the public.
Is that what we're doing this year?
We're doing that again this year.
Oh, are we? Yeah. Oh, great.
Why change the recipe that works?
No, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Do you remember, I always remember that time where we was at Lost and Found, and he said the poker chips, we had the pink tickets.
Oh, God,
do you remember that? And it was outside.
Oh, they made a mess.
Oh,
I was finding
goodness.
Them for weeks afterwards.
They were all over the cobbles outside of Lost and Found for months after.
They were.
You know, and you're blasting them off with water and whatever, power hose or whatever. It's like, oh, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
The one where I thought was really, we had some really brilliant ideas was at the courthouse when we had the masterclasses.
Yes.
That was genuinely Nicky Arnell, a genuine stroke of genius, you know.
It was. Because Saturday afternoon always tended to struggle, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Is it a family session where people bring their kids? Because we always get asked if kids can come along.
Yeah.
Is it that kind of session? And it never really sold in that format. But once Nicky came up with that idea for the tasting session, it's one of the first sessions that sells out.
Oh, absolutely.
It really is.
Yeah. And it's that little element has taken on a life of its own now, you know.
It has.
And I think all like even the bottle bar that we had last year, the bottle bar friend said.
That was
good.
It was. There have been lots of little features we've tried. We've tried non-alcohol.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? We did try non-alcohol.
And sometimes it's a shame because for me, I mean, for example, when my wife was pregnant and I sought out non-alcoholic beer.
Right.
Because I knew at some point I'm going to have to hop in the car and take the girl to the hospital and that sort of thing. So being able to introduce more people
Absolutely.
Because it's always that you think of your calibers, for example,
yeah,
which
They've all been relatively terrible up to...
Yeah, but now, of late, they're actually becoming better. So it would have been nice to have been able to push that a bit more.
Do you remember last year we had the big bicycle wheels? It's got the
Penny farthings came along. Yeah,
that was great, that.
Because, of course, the penny farthing race last year. Yeah, yeah. No, that was really good.
That was very, very good.
Very British. Very English.
Oh, very, very British, wasn't it? Like, what you mean? There isn't one in it. We don't have penny farthings anyway. Of course we don't. What do you think for the next 10 years?
Oh, wow.
Here's one for you. Can you see us getting more of a fixed venue?
I think that's something we'll always struggle with in Knutsford.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We just don't have... I mean, we tried Curzon a number of times, even before it was Curzon. We tried it.
Oh, right. And, of course. Yes, of course.
We just struggled to
Now it's a Markliffe.
So trying to find a venue that's big enough, apart from going to an outdoor, and even in the town centre, finding an outdoor venue.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
It's really difficult to find the space where you can do it. We really racked our brains to find, because we didn't think Edgerton Place was going to be available, did we?
My heart sunk when I heard the courthouse was going under.
Yeah, well, we had that all sorted, didn't we?
Yeah, thank goodness we didn't sign anything. Or rather, no money was exchanged sort of thing. But I think, though, for the next 10 years, the challenge is finding a venue then.
I think it is. I think we've just got to be clever, haven't we, and continue the way we've done it in the past. You know, we almost find a venue that's not used.
Well, it was almost 60 King Street, wasn't it, last year?
It was almost 60 King Street, which it just would have been too tight and too small. And that's the other thing, you know, because we're becoming so popular now.
Yeah.
We need to get people in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we're back.
Tickets are on sale, www.nutsandbeerfestival.org.uk.
That's the one. Yeah.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, what's the best session? Which session do you enjoy the most?
You see, I was thinking about this before I came out. And I was thinking, it depends what frame of mind you're in. If you want to be guaranteed of every single beer on offer, it's Thursday night. Friday night, probably you're pretty close to it.
Yeah.
Saturday, beers start to run out.
Yeah.
Which we want to happen, because they're like, remember the year we had to pull beer down the drain? God,
it was heartbreaking.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be doing that, because it's a waste of good beer. And I mean, really good beer.
Yeah, a great beer, yeah.
And it's just sacrilege, isn't it? Really?
I know.
Yeah.
But if
you want every beer,
yeah,
it's definitely it's Thursday night.
I think I think Thursday's a great night, because it's the start of the weekend, you know, and it's a tenner to get in.
Yeah.
And your beers are dead cheap.
Yeah.
And you think
we tend to keep attendance a bit lower as well. So it's a nice quieter event. It's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, you can be there with a few mates and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you have your pick of your beers. But then if you want to have a lads' night out, Friday night always Friday seems nights. To be the lads' night out.
Yeah, every session always sells out. Exactly. I think the Thursday one, I'm glad it doesn't sell out, because it's kind of like you're thinking of Friday, then you're thinking of Saturday afternoon, then you're thinking of Saturday night. But when you get to like Saturday night, I always think...
Saturday night's party night.
Yeah, but I'm always gutted when I get to Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Because I think, it's the last day now.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. All the committee can relax a bit, because we've basically done our job.
We've done it.
We've got the thought in the mind that we've got to come back Sunday morning and clear up.
And also, but you're right, what you said a moment ago, that we're thinking about the following year's festival, the next festival, during the festival.
Yeah.
You know, even on the Thursday night when you're talking to people and you think, fancy this next year? Exactly. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, I'll come back to you, you know. So, and I think we have picked up some sponsors who were guests last year, you know. Yeah. Certainly, you know, the girls from D'Italia, they loved coming back, and then Charlie Williams and William Silito. And we've got some new ones. But I think, I think the Saturday night's my favourite, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can always sign up, just sort of relax. Yeah. But it's for another 10 years, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm sure we'll do, we'll raise even more money.
I'm sure we will. Because that's the key aspects for me are raising money for charity.
Yeah.
Showing off good beer.
Yeah.
But also showcasing Knutsford.
Well,
it's a great place.
I know. Do you know what annoys me though, Andrew? Here's one thing that annoys me about the beer festival, right? The team, this is what annoys me, of the beer festival team, right. We are that good. Right? Nobody asks us to get involved. There's been other events going on
where
they could have said, dream team, do you want to come in and help us out with this one? Sponsorship, organisation, you know, putting the skills out there. This is within Norton.
That's started to change, though. Remember last year when we had the coronation?
Oh, we did?
We did a coronation bar on the Heath.
Hey, we did. I forgot about that. Slowly that is changing.
That is changing.
Yeah. That is. But, yeah, I really like that. I like the fact that we've individually got loads of skills, you know.
Absolutely.
But yeah. Anyway, another 10 years, mate.
10 years. It's been amazing.
I know. Well,
but I think everyone should get out there and buy their tickets now.
I absolutely think. You know, if you haven't bought your ticket by now, I would rather do it. I mean, it's not a lot of money, is it?
No.
You know.
It's not. And at the end of the day, all of our profits, and I mean all of our profits,
every single
because we're
penny.
All volunteers, it all goes for those causes.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think that it's such good value because it's only 12 quid. And if you buy it up front, you forget about it when you forget about 12 quid.
Your first beer is included anyway.
There you go.
You get a glass, and it's a special glass this year.
Are we doing?
I'm looking forward to showing off that glass.
Are we allowed to say what it is?
Well, it's definitely a glass.
It's
no, we're going to keep that for a
bit
longer.
We'll keep that.
And we've got some fantastic sponsors for them.
Have we?
Oh yeah. Wait until we start releasing
that
information.
Right. Yeah.
But the glass.
I'll keep the
cat in
the bag.
You're going to want to get that glass. If you've been collecting your glasses over the years,
I have.
This is one you've got to get. Yeah. Speaking of beer glasses, though,
do you remember the first event?
Right, when people had finished at the event.
Yes.
And the beer glasses were in the pubs all around town.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. You would go into one of the pubs around town.
Yeah.
Like the days and weeks afterwards.
Oh, brilliant.
And you'd ask for a beer.
Yeah.
And it'd come out in the beer glass. And I'd be like,
why have you
got a beer festival glass? Like, oh, no, they were left here after the beer festival. It's like, wow.
Branded.
But that's good because that means that people are coming to the beer festival.
Yeah.
But they're continuing to support local businesses, right?
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Well, yeah, and I hope our special beer glasses have that said line on it.
They do.
I don't know what they look like. I'm not seeing them.
Yeah. They're definitely going to be something to behold.
Really? Have we got the first aider coming back?
She's coming back and help out
on the bar.
Absolutely. You know.
Yeah. And then
my kids are going to be there as well.
Oh, are they?
And they're bringing some friends as well to help out.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, we need sweeper uppers, don't we?
Absolutely.
You know, anyway, I'm looking forward to the next 10 years. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be.
Is it still
awesome.
Blue is the colour? Turquoise, teal blue is the colour.
It's like
it?
A teal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We started off as pink.
We did.
That was my eldest son's favourite colour at the time, which he completely denies now.
Well, I mean, we've got video evidence of that.
Yeah,
we've got the way he's loved the tea, and he's bouncing around. when he was slightly taller than me when he was five, and he's running around, and you know, with his pink T-shirt on, and yeah, it was great. I love, you know, little Adam. He's not little anymore, is he?
No, he's not little. He's
tall.
He's bigger than Nicole now.
Yeah, well, he's a top lad as well.
Well, Jonathan's kids.
Yeah, God, Maisie.
His eldest daughter is going to be performing.
Maisie. She's playing on the Thursday. Yeah. If she's good, which I'm sure she will be, I might try and get her back. Do a little warm-up slot on a Saturday.
Well, the first time they were at the beer festival, I was playing shopkeeper with them.
Because
they were behind the counter where we sold the tokens.
I love
it. And we were just having a bit of fun. And I think Lottie said, yes, sir, what can I sell you?
And now look at them, in front of the bar ordering.
Yeah.
You know, drink responsibly again. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to hearing Maisie.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be a bit of a, you know, a bit of a proud moment for me.
We've had some good local performers over the years, haven't
we? Oh, we have. We really have. I do try and, you know, with everybody, we do try and, you know, try and get interesting local people in. I don't want to try to keep it local because it's just, you I know we pay them, and they deserve paying, but we're keeping the money local. You know, we're keeping the feel-good factor as well, you know. And they'll tell their mates, so they'll bring people in. So for me, if you're paying whatever it is, a small amount, but they're bringing in five or six people who are coming in, there's 50 quid. So it's like, yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
It all goes towards the charity. So that's the thing. So after 10 years, we're obviously getting ready for the final showdown. Not the final showdown, because we're going to do it for another 10 years, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. If my liver can stand it.
But the next event's coming up, and we're really keen that people buy the tickets. The tickets are selling really well. They're actually selling faster than they have before.
Oh, really?
Which is amazing.
Great.
That's not to say they're selling out yet, but no, they're getting there. Yeah. So we do encourage everyone to get out there, so buy the tickets.
In the words of, I don't know who said it first, book early to ensure disappointment. Book early to ensure absolute hysterics. And,
exactly, because it's going to be a party, this one. Oh, we really want this.
It's a 10-year anniversary.
Exactly.
You know, it's going to be really good. Yeah. But anyway, mate, it's for another 10 years.
Cheers, Paul. Thank you.
Cheers, Andrew. And with that, get your tickets. 20 a tenner or £12 at night.